Drive. Love. Canberra. This is Mix 106.3's Kristen and Wilco Show.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
They've done this study on songs and knowing the lyrics to songs.
Right.
So they've done a study on a few songs that people know all the lyrics to, and if you're a fan of The Knack's My Sharona or Sia's Titanium and know all the lyrics, you had the lowest psychopathic scores.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, but if you knew all the lyrics to Blackstreet's No Diggity... or Eminem's Lose Yourself, yeah, you might be a psychopath.
What? That doesn't make any sense to me.
It's a weird study. I'm not sure why they're doing this. I feel like we could probably put money towards something better, but I want to talk about it.
Okay. All right. I'm sure there are better studies, but this one is wonderful. So if you know all the lyrics to Blackstreet's No Diggity,
yep,
or Eminem Lose Yourself, mm-hmm, there is a greater chance... That you are an actual psychopath. That is a stretch.
It is, isn't it? Because isn't it just, I don't know.
It's just a song.
It's just a song, and like you like it or you don't like it.
Yeah, and what, because you've memorised the words?
So I know Lose Yourself pretty well.
Do you?
I'm not going to do it because it's rap.
Yeah, and there's also some pretty colourful language. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some swears in there.
There's some swears in there.
What do you know all the lyrics to? Because everyone knows all the lyrics to something.
I know, probably a few songs. There's only one coming to my mind, and I wish there was another one that I could...
You look embarrassed already.
I am embarrassed. I'm going red. Okay. The only one I can think of right now...
Oh, gosh.
...is... Do you remember when Princess Di died?
Yeah.
And Elton John did that for her charities. He did like a CD single release,
okay,
of two songs. One was the remake of Candle in the Wind.
Sure.
For Princess Di. There was another one. No, I don't know the words to that one. But there was another song, and I think it's called Something in the Way You Look Tonight, or The
Something
Way You...
Something About the Way You Look Tonight.
Something About the Way You Look Tonight, yes. And I think I know all the words to it.
Go on then.
What do you mean?
I'll pull the lyrics up here. It's fine. If you don't want to sing it, that's fine. Just speak it. Spoken word, Elton John.
Oh, now you're putting me on the spot. Okay. I don't even get to pre-listen to the song or anything. I've just got to sit here and recount the lyrics.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a time.
Yep.
I was everything and nothing all in one. But when you found me, I was feeling like a cloud across the sun.
Yep.
Tell me when I get something wrong so we can move on.
No, you haven't, though, and I don't think you're going to by the sounds.
I need to tell you.
Yeah.
That you light up every second of... No. I need to tell you that you light up... I've missed some bits, haven't I?
You've just changed a couple of words, so it's how you light up every second of the day.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Close, though.
So, Elton John. He's your kind of guy.
No, he's not, though. He's in town at the moment, so maybe I'm just trying to get free tickets. Elton John. That is a very interesting song for me to know
the lyrics.
All the lyrics to. In fact, it's so bizarre. We don't even have it in the system.
So we can't play it. What a shame.
Oh, what a shame. No. I'd love to play it in full for everyone. We do have it. Yes. Yes. See if I got the lyrics right.
You did. I already told you you did. You don't have to play it.
There was a time.
Oh, God.
Hey, so we're asking this morning, what do you know all the lyrics to?
Yeah.
There has to be a song that for some reason you know all the lyrics to.
The more embarrassing, the better. Please.
Yeah. Let us know what that song is on 62421063. Catherine from Dunlop. Good morning.
Good morning.
Catherine, just to make sure that you're not a psycho, what songs do you know all the words to?
Oh, there'd be a few. Mamma Mia.
By ABBA.
Oh, wow.
Okay, that's a good one.
Atomic Kitten's You Can Make Me Whole Again.
Oh.
What happened to them? They were great. For a couple of songs.
Didn't they break up?
Oh, probably.
They just couldn't get along. They'll never be whole again. Okay, Catherine.
You can make me whole again. Okay, oh my God, we should get together, Catherine.
Oh God,
wow.
I just found the new Atomic Kitten cover band. It's gonna be that's fantastic.
Oh dear, we'll be at the Vikings before you know it, playing a gig.
I don't think so.
Anna from Downer, good morning.
Good morning, beautiful people.
Is there a song that you know every single lyric to?
Yes, Jessie's Girl.
Oh, a bit of Rick.
Yes.
Oh, my heart's a flutter.
Oh, really? Is it because you were in love with Rick Springfield?
Totally.
Right, yeah.
The hair.
Out when I was 13.
Oh, 13. And you just, do you still know every word, though?
Every single word. Pump it up when it comes on and sing my guts out.
Did you have his poster on your wall when you were 13?
Oh, I still do.
Just for those quiet nights at home.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
Last night, this happened on the TV.
See, gentlemen, there are 14 of you here, but tonight Sophie has just 11 roses.
Oh, I'm
sorry, gentlemen. Three of you will leave the mansion tonight.
Three?
Oh, the music.
That's the best, isn't it?
Pete. Aiden. Jefferson. You didn't receive a rose.
Is it normal for her to take three at a time?
I don't know. She culled a few. It was a big cull.
Didn't she last night
on The Bachelorette on Win TV. Pete from The Bachelor joins us. Good morning, Pete.
How are we, guys?
Oh, look. We're okay, mate. How are you?
Mate, I've definitely got an emotional hangover. And after hearing that, you've just, there's more of a dagger into the heart. But thanks for that. I need a hug.
Well, I got nothing for you. No. Hey, Pete, do you feel like you didn't get enough screen time? Because this morning, I was struggling to put a face to the name.
I know, definitely. And that's in reflecting from, kind of my short-lived, nature of the show is that's reality TV. I mean, I don't think I was, I definitely wasn't a very strong personality. That's just kind of not me. There's been a few things going around, I'm super chill. Like, I don't really have any party tricks and I didn't really even have a speaking role, so...
Yeah, and you weren't one of the guys that were, like, clean-cut or man-bun, so how were you going to get screen time?
Exactly. Well, I mean, I'm 33. I thought I was going to be one of the youngest, but I was one of the oldest, and all the young bucks come in there with man buns and being really, really well established at selfies and party tricks and all that kind of stuff. I thought I was just going to, get to know Soph, but I guess flying under the radar doesn't really make much good for TV. So
we're going into it. Did you know that Sophie Monk, my friend here, Court, says Monk every time. I'm not sure why.
I don't know which one's right now.
She's been drinking.
last night when obviously her family went undercover.
Yeah.
I coined the phrase, and it's probably it's probably the one thing I did on the show. We all got monked.
So, instead of punked. Yeah. Right. Good gear. Did it make the show? Because I saw the episode and did it make it to show?
It did. It's probably one of nine words I got on the show.
Pete.
Hey.
No, that's fine. Hey, Pete, so you're a fashion designer. You're from New South Wales. You say you're 33. It says 32 here, so this is lying. I'm just checking that all these facts are right.
I had a birthday, so recently.
Happy birthday to you, mate. not a great birthday. You had to pretend that you might have still had a chance with Sophie Monk for a while. Are you single still, though?
I'm definitely single, yeah.
I love when people say definitely single, like I'm really single.
Well, I am, We kind of went into that experience and then, you got to come out and you've kind of just, be by yourself and, haven't been out back in the scene yet. So, definitely single.
Jeez, that sounds
music
so,
here for
let's
you.
Put some sad music behind you there for a Pete, sorry. Just sounds super sad.
I mean, you go from The Bachelorette, like where do you go from there?
Yeah.
When it comes to dating, you can't just get on Tinder, can you? I don't know.
I don't think I can get on Tinder, no. Definitely not. I don't think, imagine seeing myself, in a suit swiping left or right. That's just crazy.
Mate, you don't have to do it in a suit. Please thank Pete from The Bachelorette.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
And there is a festival. Gabs, get your headphones on, get involved. I'm going to tell you all about it.
I purposely did not read this article when it popped up because I want it to be a surprise.
Did it pop up in your Facebook feed? Are some of your friends going to this?
Some of my friends are going
to this.
Luton. There is a wonderful event that has popped up on Facebook, and it just goes to show why Queensland is the best state.
No, wrong.
We're a territory.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
No, they're New South Wales because our friends in Quangers.
Right, yeah, that's right. But remember, we're not a part of New South Wales. there is a... we have fun. There is an event page on Facebook for an event that's being held in Redcliffe in Queensland, which we've just found out is just out of Brisbane.
Yeah, it's not far from Brisbane. It's a nice little coastal town there.
It's at a skate park and it's on tomorrow. So it's time.
Tomorrow?
It's on tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Time to RSVP and book your tickets now. Because it's time to go to the Mullet Festival.
Yes. I would have thought this was like more like Bundaberg sort of thing, not Redcliffe.
All right.
Like it doesn't.
Are you offending everyone from North Queensland?
Festivals for this.
There is now.
I thought you'd be ashamed. Wouldn't you be ashamed?
Oh, Gabby, no.
No.
No?
No one in the territory has a mullet.
Yeah, there's people.
No,
in the
there isn't.
Yes.
No.
6242106 3.
No one still rocks a mullet.
Yes.
Like maybe when I was six and
I
had blonde
mullets.
Curls, but
I've seen
you
mullets.
Have not seen mullets in the
yes,
ACT.
I have. I get out more than you.
Where are you going? Don't answer that.
I go to Westfield a lot.
So would you like me to read the event description?
Yes, please.
Oh dear. If you've got I can't even say it. If you've got a filthy piece of mullet on the back of your head, rock up, drink up, and make sure that mullet is flaring.
Oh my God. Your accent's too...
No, you got to say... You gotta be a bit
sorry. So too well spoken. At the end of the day, there'll be an award for the most disgusting but beautiful mullet.
Yes.
And a prize of a 50-deck of Winnie Blues... And a six-pack of your choice. Let's be honest, it'll be 4X. So come on down for a bargain day out. At the time of this article coming out, there was only 2,000 people. Now that I've just had another look, 7,000 people are going. And there's some pictures to go with it, ladies.
Oh, aren't they
look at these
huge. Sexy. One of them's a multicolored mullet.
Hey, if you're going to do it right. Because if you've got a mullet...
Everything else is wrong.
The Kristen and Wilco Show. Kristen and Wilco Show. Mix 106.3.
Westfield Belconnen's entertainment gift card is your pass to hours of fun.
I've only just realised something, and I know I'm a bit slow on the uptake, but 15 years of knowing these people, and I probably need to catch on a little bit sooner than that.
Yeah.
So my best mate, I was a groomsman at his wedding, I'm godfather to his son. I've known his parents almost as long as I've known him.
Mm.
And it's been about 15 years. And their names are Kenneth and Barbara.
Okay. Just a couple of great Aussie names.
Ken and Barbie. Barbie and Ken.
Perfect.
Right.
And it's only just occurred to you that they're Barbie and
it's
Ken.
It's only just sunk in. And I went, that is, well, it has to be the best couple name that you could have. And they've gone, oh, no, we get that a lot. And I was like, oh, okay, so it's not funny. But I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, it's great.
So you're with, you don't have a couple name.
No.
Because you're with Bobby. Bobby and Courtney. Courts and Bobby.
No,
Bobby
there's
Kate
nothing
Courtney.
There. Courtney Cox. Will.
David, no, I can't.
David, I can't. Not Will,
not completely different. So we were just thinking, and this is probably the longest of the long shots we're ever going to do. But do you have like a couple name?
Like Catherine and Michael.
Like Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas.
Yes.
Right, okay. So Catherine and Michael, you are a celebrity couple name.
Ross and Rachel. It could be
Ross
fictional.
Ross and Rachel. Could be fictional too.
Yeah. You might be named Beyonce and your husband might be Jay-Z. That's a super long shot, but hey.
If we get that, we'll give you a prize. If your name is Jay-Z, legally, and your partner is named Beyonce, actually, we'll give you a flight to Wellington. That's what we'll do. I'll just give you a holiday today. Do you know anybody I do with Ken and Barbie?
I actually don't know anyone at all, generally. Have a lot of friends.
No names. No celebrity couple names.
No. I think that this is a huge long shot.
If you have a celebrity couple name, could be from a TV show, you and your partner, let us know on 62421063. We will not take your calls because there will be none. Next. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good, thank you. Do you have a couple name?
I do. It's my parents.
Oh.
My name is Daniel and Sandra, and he goes by Danny and Sandy.
Oh. Danny and Sandy from Greece!
We go together bamboo.
All right, you've made us sing now, Sam, and I apologise for it.
Sorry.
That is one of the best.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How wonderful. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great. Danny and Sandy. Can't get better from that. Emma from Nunawal, can you do better?
I don't know if I can do better, but not so much that it's a couple, but we managed to do a bit of a fun time with our kids, not on purpose. We have three kids, and one of them is named Grace, and the other one's named Will.
So
we have Will and Grace.
Yeah, sure. I don't feel that's true. I feel like you work for Stan and you're just promoting that Will and Grace comes out tomorrow.
And it wasn't until after we named our daughter that we realised we'd named her Grace Jones. So
Grace Jones?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so we've got like a little double thing going there.
And you've also, you just didn't think of this at all?
No, not really. Not until afterwards. I mean, I should have. I'm a child of the 80s, so I should have known. But no, not really.
That is wonderful.
We drew the name. It drew the line at Tom. We thought if we did Tom Jones as well, we'd really.
That is excellent. Thank you so much. If you have a wonderful couple name, even if it's accidental, like naming your kids Will and Grace, that is so great. Go and tell us at Mix Canberra on Facebook.